To be a young black male in a white society is difficult. To be young black and gay or effeminate in a white and black society is even harder. Choir Boy, a play by Terrell Alvin McCraney at Marin Theatre Company through July 5th, examines these issues in the context of an all-black, all-male prep school choir. Jason Minidakis, Artistic Director of Marin Theatre Company.
Choir Boy is about an institution in the South. It's an all-male high school, all African-American male high school, that the pride and joy of the institution is their a cappella gospel chorus that everyone really wants to be a part of. And it's a five-man chorus, and it's about the five members who are trying to become the members of the chorus for their senior year.
Terrell Alvin McCraney.
I really wanted to investigate the story of young African-American men outside of the quote-unquote urban form. I really wanted to see or talk about the legacy that we're passing down to them in terms of the history, an American history, sure, but even more specific, an African-American history, what we're passing on in terms of our lineage to them and what we're expecting of them.
The show focuses specifically on Farris, the choir member with the best voice, a natural leader, and one whose mannerisms tend toward the effeminate.
Oftentimes we hear people say, where are the black leaders? Where are the young black leaders? And we expect of our leaders to be highly individual. Yet also in the black community or in America in general, we oftentimes pressure people to be a part of the norm and to be fit through a guise where we see them as like us. And exceptionalism sometimes can become a bad word. And so I wanted to talk about someone who is gifted, exceptional, and how we are training them, quote unquote, allowing them to grow. Do we have room to let those kind of energies be nurtured?
Being in a school setting, Choir Boy not only touches on popular music and culture, but also examines African-American history through not only the class assignments, but also through the eyes of the black headmaster and a white teacher who marched with King back in the 60s.
It's an amazing piece that fuses gospel music, a cappella music, into the play and then between the scenes of the play.
Choir Boy, to some extent, relies on that music. If at times it all seems a bit too on the nose, the music takes us back to the central core of the story. The voices are uniformly excellent, as are the performances, particularly by Jason Wright as AJ, Farris's best friend and roommate, and by Charles Shaw Robinson as Mr. Pendleton, the older white civil rights activist who came out of retirement to prepare the students for college. If Choir Boy doesn't quite have the power or lyricisms of McRaney's masterpieces, The Brothers Sighs and Head of Passes, it still is another remarkable entry in the expanding career of one of America's finest young playwrights. Choir Boy plays at Marin Theatre Company in Mill Valley through July 5th. For more information, you can go to their website, marintheatre.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theatre for Upfront.